The Springfield City Council, with the bare minimum of 7 councilors present to be able to conduct business, voted unanimously at a special meeting Friday morning to appeal to the state's highest court the decisions of lower courts that directed the city to issue a building permit to Palmer Renewable Energy. Springfield City Council President Mike Fenton said if the appeal to the Supreme Judicial Court fails, the 35-megawatt biomass power plant that was first proposed in 2008 will likely be built.
We're not going into this with blinders on. We understand that the odds are against us, but we are doing everything we can to stop this project.
Plant opponents that include environmental activists and potential neighbors on Springfield's east side have lost 2 court cases. The Massachusetts Land Court ordered the city in 2014 to issue a building permit for the project that had been withdrawn by a unanimous vote of the city's Zoning Board of Appeals. The Massachusetts Appeals Court upheld the order in a decision earlier this month.
An appeal is not frivolous. There is merit, and we're hopeful that we are successful. I would say that from a city financial perspective, the reason that it makes sense is that it'll cost the taxpayers $0. We've secured pro bono counsel who's agreed to do it on a cost-free basis.
Attorney Patrick Markey, a former Springfield City Councilor, volunteered to represent the City Council in the legal battle over the biomass plant last year for no charge. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno refused to authorize funds for the council to pursue the appeal. Fenton said a majority of the councilors view their opposition to the project as a moral imperative.
It's also worth noting that by filing the appeal, we maintain a certain degree of control over the process. We also add a certain degree of legitimacy to the appeal. When the Springfield City Council puts its name behind a pleading, it means something. And we hope that that legitimacy will lead to very serious consideration by the Supreme Judicial Court.
City Councilor Melvin Edwards believes the power plant poses a serious risk to public health.
I don't have the expectation that we're going to be very successful with this, but I thought this was the right thing to do. You fight the fight all the way to the very end. So I'm proud of my colleagues who thought enough to come today, listen to their constituents, and at least allow us to take the next step in the path of stopping this.
Michael Ann Busey, director of Arise for Social Justice, who is also pursuing a legal challenge to the power plant, said opponents may petition the city's public health council to hold a site assignment hearing to determine if the plant's location impacts public health.
I can tell you I don't know all of our options, but we have definitely not given up.
Over the objection of the Conservation Law Foundation and other environmental groups, the Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection issued an air permit for the project in 2011. The plant's developer has said it will produce 200 construction jobs and 50 permanent jobs. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.